from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Injury update, just a few additions. So Terrell Burgess strained his hamstring yesterday, so he's added to the list. Will not play in the game, more than likely will not play in the game. Taron Johnson has a quad. That's more, from what I understand, preventative, and just being, he's just sore. So that's what I know at this point on Taron. And then Will Clapp is in concussion protocol. So with that, I'll turn it over to you with your questions.
The last 2 practices, Sean, starters playing a lot of snaps out there. Do you like the work they got in knowing they're not playing on Saturday?
I do. We're working towards taking another step this week. And really the unique part about it is, again, for us who have been around the league when it was 4 preseason games, usually you would take that 4th preseason game, it would be you back your starters off and you're going with your with the other players. In this case, we're doing it in the 3rd preseason week. So I think the important piece for us is that we not only stay sharp, but we're focused on taking another step. And I saw some of that this week, and we've got to continue to do that next week as well.
What have you seen out of Ed Fulon? I know he missed time, obviously, but just like from the time y'all drafted him through now, just with Eddie, how has he developed?
Yeah, again, limited reps because of the injuries. But I think what I'm seeing is a conscientious young man that where football is important to him, and he works extremely hard at his craft. And he had some opportunities this week. Kind of started getting healthy end of last week. Actually, got a few reps there against the Steelers. So this will be another opportunity for him this week.
Sean, how do you feel like Vaughn has progressed throughout the summer?
Yeah, I really like the way we've managed his reps. Right, so been very intentional and calculated with when he goes and when he goes hard. And I think with that, in addition to Vaughn's hard work that he's put in here, is I've seen a ratcheting up of his return to form. I'm sure he would say, hey, still working through some things and still trying to get back to really, really, really where he wants to be. And I think that just comes over time. So been pleased to this point and excited about where it's going.
At safety, there's been positive steps for Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop, but just when you look at that position as a whole, just it's been so banged up. How are you feeling about, the challenges of assessing that group and getting them ready for the season when you're navigating so many different injuries?
Yeah, I mean, there's an opportunity there. There's opportunity when people are out for other people to step up. And, I thought DeMar did that. And then DeMar, had the injury, the hamstring last week against Pittsburgh. So just really trying to do the best we can evaluating and helping those players, the new ones in particular, like Mike and Cole, through extra walkthroughs as much as we can to capture the mental reps. As we all know, it's not the same, though, as when you're getting real full speed reps where there's pressure on you to communicate, to diagnose and process what's going on. So the sooner we can get those guys in that type of environment, the better.
Just to follow up on that, how has that been balancing both, you know, missing time because of injuries and the newness? Just when you look at that group as a whole, replacing, or not necessarily replacing, but trying to move forward from last year, just what has it been like kind of from spring till now, trying to get all the safeties ready?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a challenge just because, first of all, if you strip the injuries away, you know, we've got some new players in there, which is exciting. It's an opportunity to continue to evolve as a defense, as a secondary. With that comes time on task with not only in the system but with one another. So, learning and understanding T-Rap, whoever that other safety is in there with him, learning and understanding Taren and the corners and the communication and the symmetry that develops over the course of many reps together. So, you know, we probably won't have that to start the year, but we'll find our way.
Sean, you open camp talking about how Josh has ratcheted up his leadership ability. How have you seen that him adapt and to the new challenges that come with this year that he's not faced before with all the turnover, and how have you seen that continue to grow over the past 2 months and over the course of this offseason?
Well, I believe that Josh looked at it as an opportunity and somewhat of a new chapter, right? And with that, him taking even more ownership of his role on the football team overall, but also onboarding these new players, helping onboard these new players into how we do things and then schematically what we're doing. And then his connection then to Joe with NRC, with developing, let's call it, some of the new things we're doing offensively. And when you have that type of involvement and that type of ownership, the influence is felt even more. And so I've been very pleased with Josh and his investment and also his leadership.
So you see that as that was a conscious decision on Josh, seeing the reality of what he was facing, when you say that, you know, he took it upon himself.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, he's wired that way, and it's what's required as well of the franchise quarterback, right? So couldn't be more pleased with how he took that responsibility, that opportunity, that challenge, however you want to say it, John, head on. And he's performed extremely well in all facets of that challenge. And I can't wait to see what the season brings for him.
Sean, along those lines, Josh's position comes with an obvious leadership role, but you know, you lost 6 of 18 captains. A lot has been made of that. Josh can't do it alone in terms of being a leader. How have you seen the rest of that leadership group evolve? And are you, because I mean, that was a question mark, and are you satisfied with how that is evolving, this new wave of leaders that you're going to need?
Right. When you have younger players that are being mentored by older players, right, and veteran players, you're watching the leadership of those veteran players, and then yet you're watching at the same time the development of these younger players that they are leading. And so a great example of that is Taren Johnson, who has, I believe, risen to the challenge, similar to Josh, maybe in a slightly different way, obviously on a different side of the ball. But now is his time, right, to help not only play and play well, but also lead our defense and lead our team and influence the way he can influence. So there's a number of players that carry that influence, and some of it comes in the way that they lead with their play, but also some of it and how they lead by with their words, right? So that influence and that impact from our leadership, and I don't want to ask, when I say it that way, it sounds like it's just one or five people. It's not that. It's a number of them that we need, and we need to continue to develop those leaders, empower them, and at the end of the day, they'll be the ones that lead our team.
And Sean, do you have any further clarification on three guys, Mitchell Trubisky, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Quentin Morris, and if they'll extend?
What did you say?
If they'll extend into the regular season.
Yeah, we've been discussing that. I think all of them are going to be close, and for me to say which one's, you know, going to get back sooner would be hard at this point. So Nate, myself, have been discussing that and, you know, trying the best that he can in this case to project. It is a projection as to whether or not they're going to be ready and what that week looks like for them if they are in fact ready.
How much harder does that make? I know this is a question probably for Brandon as well, but like the next few days, how much harder does that make that to have those question marks that you're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, and the reality of it is no one has a crystal ball as to, hey, I can say definitively, especially for some of these injuries, this is when this person is going to be back. So it does make it a little bit cloudier, if you will. And then if they are deemed ready or given the green light, what can they perform if on the field? So, and then how does that affect game planning, right? So it's as much as troubling as it is, it's also a challenge and brings an opportunity for all of us to come together and really work together to communicate and make sure we're on the same page to figure this out.
Tyler Bass, as all your points throughout the preseason, been a little up and down throughout practice. What's been your evaluation of his training camp preseason, and what's your confidence level with him with the regular season around the corner?
Right, confidence very high in T. Bass. You know, I understand what you're saying and where you're going with it. At the end of the day, you know, he's what I see right now is he's striking the ball really well. So, you know, some of the kicks that he's been working on, you know, he wants back, I'm sure. But overall, I'm hoping he gets some good kicks this weekend and he continues with getting back to form.
Focusing more on Matt Milano. As opposed to the three other guys who we were just talking about, how important is it to have this new rule where you can carry that, put that guy on IR before cut down day, or you know, and he's the two spots are eligible to play the end of season.
Right. I mean, it's the league is always evolving with the rules, and I mean, it's really making for a better game every year. The league changes certain things, and I think it bodes well for our league, and that's why the game is the way it is. Every year, improving, and rule changes that turn out not to be great for the league and the game and the fans, they're done away with. So, in this case, I think this is good because you can do certain things you weren't able to do before, have a little bit more flexibility. It also enters, you know, brings into, I guess, the game a little bit more of a chess match and some of those things. So, again, it presents another opportunity for us.
So Mark Wise and Curtis specifically, if you get to the regular season and one or both aren't available, how confident are you in the group that you have, or would that be a position you have to address with somebody outside the building now?
Right. I feel like those two, from what I've heard so far, have a real good chance of being back. Just not committing to it yet, just if you can understand where I'm coming from on that, just because it's the human body. So still working through it. I'm very confident in both those guys. So you know where I'm at on it, and what I'm hearing is I'm not committing myself in my mind to that other part of the conversation yet. So focused on those two and them getting back in a good amount of time here.
Sean, today's the last day of camp. I know you go into it probably with a checklist of things that you want to accomplish. Do you feel like you did? Were there any pleasant surprises along the way? Not necessarily a particular person, but hey, this is further along than I thought it would be with a specific area or maybe side of the ball.
You know, again, I would say overall as a team that been very impressed with how hard these guys work. Not that I didn't expect them to work hard. It is part of our culture. They work hard and they're focused as a team. And I mean, we come back, as I mentioned, not to look too far into the past, but we come back off of the Bears game, which was really not even close to up to our standard. And then 3 days later, I'm asking these guys to go board a plane to spend four days or three nights or whatever it was in Pittsburgh. Didn't hear one person complain. why are we doing this? Old to young guys. It was veteran to young guys. It was, this is what we're doing. And so, and again, I think that starts with Josh's leadership. When players see him model that, they follow suit, right? So it's one thing for me to say something, but it's another thing when Josh Allen says it, especially inside that locker room, and he models it. So I applaud him again for that. And then just the way that they've worked in that game, in the practice, and then coming back. Again, I want to see us take another step this week, and it's unfortunately I wish I could see that in game live action, right? So unfortunately for the first group it won't happen, but it also presents an opportunity for us to strike with some of these young guys who are going to get some valuable time this weekend. So whether it's, you know, line of scrimmage positions or special teams that may be able to help us.
Hey, Sean, just to clarify, with Marquez and Curtis, you know, acknowledging that you're now committing to it, did you mean week one potentially?
Yes, that they might be back. Yeah, I mean, there's no one that I, other than Matt, you know, Milano at this point that is not, that I understand, if I go through the list real quick, that we can definitively at this point rule out for week one. So it's just a matter of there's a lot of murkiness right now, but you know, we've been through this before, you guys have as well, where you have a number of injuries and all of a sudden at week one it's like you're down to like three guys on the injury report. So you know, we'll go through that and we'll work our butts off. I know they will as well, to get back and help our team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.